In general, if somebody is found inside of his own city when Shabbos comes in, so as long as he did not make an Erev Techumen to change his Mokim Hashavisa, his place of living for Shabbos, so his Techum is defined as 2,000 Amos in every direction from the edge of the city. Now we learned that there's a special leniency for somebody who is traveling, that although in general, in order to change your Mokim Hashavisa, you need to either go there and be there when Shabbos comes in, or you need to have food there, an Erev Techumen, when Shabbos comes in. When it comes to a traveler, it's enough that he sees the place, and that it's within his 2,000 Amos right now. He can designate another Mokim Hashavisa, even if he is not physically right there yet, when Shabbos comes in. Now, what is the case if you have a traveler who is not within the Techum of a city, and doesn't intend to make his Mokim Hashavisa in another place? In fact, he doesn't have any intention at all of where his Mokim Hashavisa is going to be. So in general, we assume that wherever he is right now, when Shabbos comes in, if he's standing there, that is considered his Mokim Hashavisa, and he can travel 2,000 Amos from that point. However, what happens if he was sleeping? Misha Yoshan Baderech, somebody who was sleeping on the pathway, on his journey, V'leyoda Shechashecha, and as a result, he didn't realize when it got dark and Shabbos came in. In short, he was sleeping as Shabbos came in. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Yesh L'Alpayim Amos L'Chol Ruach, he has 2,000 Amos to travel in every direction from the point where he is. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that somebody who is sleeping is no different to somebody who is awake and didn't have any intention for where his Mokim Hashavisa is. We declare that place where he is right now as his Mokim Hashavisa. However, interestingly, the Chachom argue, V'Chachom Omrim, the Chachom say, Eino El Arba Amos, he can only travel 4 Amos in every direction, and he does not have 2,000 Amos at all. The reason being that according to the Chachomim, it's not considered an automatic thing that everybody has 2,000 Amos in every direction. It needs to be that he himself creates that Mokim Hashavisa. So if he's awake and he just doesn't think where his Mokim Hashavisa is going to be, so it's considered obvious, we assume that it's going to be where he is right now. But if he's totally asleep, then he has no power to declare this place his Mokim Hashavisa. And so really he does not have a 2,000 Amos travelling distance at all, and rather he gets the minimum distance of 4 Amos. Now according to the Chachomim, when we say that he has 4 Amos, in this case and also in the previous Mishnayos where we have seen somebody who has only 4 Amos to travel, according to the Chachomim, that means that you've got 4 Amos in every direction. So instead of having 2,000 Amos in every direction, you have 4 Amos in every direction. However, Eliezer is more strict, and Eliezer or Meir Hubem Tzaon, Rabbi Eliezer says that he is in the middle of the 4 Amos. So it's not that he's got 4 Amos in every direction, rather he has 2 Amos in every direction. So that altogether you can travel a square sort of 4x4 Amos. Now Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, but is slightly more lenient, because according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'ezer ruach sheyirtzeh yelech. He can go in whichever direction he wants to. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he only has 4 Amos in total to travel. However, you can choose which 4 Amos to take. It doesn't have to be 2 Amos in one direction and 2 Amos in another direction. You could, if you want to, travel 4 Amos in one direction. But once you do travel the 4 Amos in one direction, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Eliezer she'im beir eloi, that if he chooses a particular 4 Amos for himself, either if he declares which 4 Amos he wants, or if he has already traveled it, then she'in yochel lachzor boi, he can't go back on it and change which 4 Amos he's going to travel. He still only has 4 Amos to travel, but the point is he can choose which 4 Amos to take, and if he wants to, he could even take all 4 of them in one direction. But he needs to make sure that he does not leave a square of 4x4 Amos, because that is all he's allowed to travel.